This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A Queeflick man broke into the village's public safety building on Saturday, staged rifles around the building, and shot at a village police officer, according to Alaska State Troopers. Nobody was injured during the incident. Troopers arrested Brian Nikolai, age 19, who was charged with attempted murder and being held at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Once Nikolai broke into the public safety building, troopers say he activated the village's fire alert system. Village police officer Tiger Lee was the first to respond. When he approached, he saw Nikolai standing in front of the building with a ballistic vest, a helmet, and a weapon.
I didn't notice he had a rifle on him until I got about 10, 15 feet in front of him. And then he pulled up the rifle and ended up pulling the trigger without any gunfire. I heard the gun click, and that's when I started to run towards cover, and when I noticed he pulled up another rifle.
Lee says he took cover around 30 to 40 feet away as he heard several gunshots fired in his direction. According to Administrative Chief of Public Safety Nikolai Joseph, the shooter forced the locked door of the building open and broke into the evidence locker, where he found several rifles. Joseph said the guns had been confiscated as evidence from other cases. VPOs in Queeflick do not carry any firearms themselves. Another VPO, Wasley Nick, and a resident, Casey Thompson, arrived at the scene to back up Lee. The VPOs tried to enter the public safety building from the other side to get behind Nikolai, but heard him inside, so they retreated. When the officers returned to the front of the building, Lee says they saw Nikolai on the ground. Troopers report a community member was able to talk Nikolai into lowering his weapon and lie on the ground. VPO Wasley Nick says that may have been Thompson, but he didn't hear what was said. KYUK was unable to reach Casey Thompson before broadcast. Once Nikolai was on the ground, VPOs put him in handcuffs, and Lee asked him the reason for his actions.
He said he seen it in a movie, and that's how he told me. I couldn't make sense of what he was trying to say.
Once VPOs placed Nikolai in a cell, they called troopers, who they say arrived within a half hour. Troopers say they were investigating a different incident in Tuluksak, a nearby village. Troopers also reported multiple rifles were found staged inside the building. Nikolai was arraigned on May 17th, where his bail was set at $20,000, according to District Attorney Tom Hoffer. Nikolai has been charged with attempted murder, assault, burglary, criminal mischief, and criminal trespassing. His next court appearance is scheduled for June 17th in Bethel.